Proverbs 13. Oh boy, what another Proverbs of contrast, right? I picked a few phrases from the Psalm for us to go over today, from the Proverb for us to go over today. Oh, it would be nice if I gave it to you, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Very helpful. Pat usually chases me around for them. So when you're on, just ask me ahead of time, Dean. I'll try to get my act together. Honor God's commandments and grow rich. King James says, honor God's commandments and you shall be rewarded. Wow, if we honor those commandments that Marianne said today, right? Is that a right way of living? Amen, a right way of living. We will be rewarded. God-loyal people get a good life, right? I think it says disaster happens to sinners, but God-loyal people get a good life. An appetite for good brings much satisfaction. Wow. An appetite for good brings much satisfaction. When we're thinking on good things, it brings satisfaction to our soul. When we're rehearsing the joys of life, when we're rehearsing what Jesus has done for us, it brings a satisfaction in our heart. I was sharing with Daria this morning, and she told me something, that a scientific fact that I have not before known, and it was in reference. She wanted to know if I would like her to make a book available to Pastor David, who spoke to you last week about the importance of words. And Daria, would you come and share? Come on up and share this. This is very interesting and certainly proves the point of an appetite for good brings much satisfaction.
This was a study that was done out of Japan, and what was so interesting about it was they took water, just plain water, and what these people were studying was the effects of emotions and speaking, words, music, attitudes, and they took water and they definitely narrowed down a particular emotion. So let's say love or positiveness. Speaking wonderful things, playing, you know, Bach and Beethoven, things like that. And then they froze this water, and then they looked at the ice crystals under a microscope, and the crystals were incredibly beautiful. Of course, each crystal is unique. And then they took water, and they did very angry conversations and hatred and very negative statements, crying, screaming, rock, heavy acid, you know, heavy metal music, and they have pictures of all of this, and then again froze the water and looked at the ice crystals, and the ice crystals came out extremely deformed, even had blackness in them, and they were literally mutilated. And the whole point of this study was, look what negativism does to us, particularly because we are 70% water. And this whole thing was looking at what we do, but what we do to each other. And it was mind-boggling.
Very interesting. An appetite for good brings much satisfaction or healthiness to our bones. The joy of the Lord brings health to our bones. Let's stand and let's say these three phrases together. Honor God's commands and grow rich. God-loyal people get a good life. An appetite for good brings much satisfaction. Wow. So we go into our first song this morning. I love to be in His presence. When we're in His presence, what kind of crystals do we have? Yes. Beautiful crystals within us as water. We have beautiful things happening in our spirit when we're in His presence. And when we do that, we are at an absolutely special place with God when we love being in His presence.